Right, let's kick off with some rugby. Pushing for third spot on the United Rugby Championship is on the Sharks, on Sharks coach John Plumtree's agenda. They face Scarlets in the final round at Kings Park Stadium tonight. Now, third place finish would mean a home quarter final for the Durbanites. He says the objective is to put pressure on Glasgow tonight.
Yeah, our whole thing is we wanted to keep putting pressure on Glasgow for that third spot. We're in a competition and we want to get that third spot, so ultimately today we've got to get a win, and that's just our mindset this week, really. It hasn't been...
Yeah, Ben Etzebeth has made a swift recovery after he hobbled off the field during last weekend's victory over Ospreys. So he'll be back in tonight's squad. Emile van Heerden joins Etzebeth in the second row. Prop Oxen Chair returns from illness, while Pepsi Putelezi is at eight in place of Bok captain Sia Khaleesi, who is rested. Kickoff to that one is at 7:30. And then over to some football now in the Premier League. Aston Villa fueled their effort for a Champions League place as they beat Tottenham 2-0 to move into the top five in the Premier League. Chelsea are above them at fourth in the top flight after Mark Cucurella's winner beat Manchester United 1-0 to hold on to qualification for European competition. And then ending off with some cricket, the Indian Premier League resumes after a week-long postponement today with 18 matches to go in the season. Royal Challengers Bengaluru, currently second on the log, hosts sixth-place Kolkata Knight Riders today. Tomorrow's doubleheader sees Rajasthan Royals play Punjab Kings and Delhi Capitals, strengthened by South Africans Faf du Plessis and Tristan Stubbs welcome Gujarat Titans. Now, the final was postponed to the 3rd of June, with the playoffs starting on the 29th of this month. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.